Okay, I'll call us back to order as the Greenwich trustees, and I would ask our county attorney, Stephen Holmes, to come to a mic. Steve, I don't care if you want to come up here or come to the table, but what is before the last item for the trustees this morning is Resolution 1650, resolution by Story County Drainage District on construction of a hazardous liquid pipeline over, across, or beneath county drainage districts. And I would assume that's why the majority of you are here today. I'm going to have Stephen Holmes speak briefly on what exactly the impact of this resolution is, and why Story County is considering this resolution this morning.
Sure, just brief. Thank you, Paul, and the other members of the board. Just briefly for the audience to say, under Iowa law, under Chapter 468 of the code, the Board of Supervisors is empowered and has the authority and control over the construction, the maintenance, the placement, anything to do with drainage districts. And in this respect, concerning the Dakota Access Pipeline, a drainage district is going to be crossed. That is, one of the tie lines is going to be crossed by the pipeline. So under Iowa law, the authority that is bequeathed or given to Dakota Access to place the pipeline is trumped in a minor respect with respect to the easement that the drainage district has. So in essence, you're having the confluence of two different easements. The easement of the pipeline company to place their pipeline over the top of an existing easement, which is the easement for the drainage district line. And because the pipeline, well, because the drainage line was first, under Iowa law, the drainage district has the ability to impose some conditions that are rather limited on the pipeline. And the purpose of this resolution that was passed in Boone County first is because most of the pipe, or most of the drainage district in question here, is in Boone County. It must outlet into Story County. And so under these circumstances, you can have situations where you have multi-board control of a drainage district. You can have joint control, in other words, of a drainage district where the Boone County Board of Supervisors and the Story County Board of Supervisors would basically share authority on such a thing. But in this instance, it's primarily the Boone County Board of Supervisors and their resolution. However, it does come in and cross, in our county, a road right-of-way, R38. And because it crosses a road right-of-way, and that is also another easement situation for the Board of Supervisors, it's appropriate for this resolution to be considered and approved. Now, I want to be clear about the nature of the authority of the Board of Supervisors. Here is rather limited. It's certainly only to impose conditions that are deemed to be necessary for the drainage district. And here, essentially, in reading the 17-page resolution, which is really quite a lengthy resolution, the main points of it have to do with the grade of the drainage tile that's going to be crossed and perhaps opened up in order to place the pipeline underneath it. And so there was some talk about a minor degree difference between half a degree and a degree of slope. Other than that, the drainage district law under 468 can't have the supervisors impose anything that's more extraordinary than Chapter 479B of the code, which has to do with the Iowa Utilities Board, and the Iowa Utilities Board enforcing federal law in the state of Iowa when it comes to interstate hazardous materials pipelines. Now, that's a mouthful, I suppose, ladies and gentlemen. I should learn to take a breath every once in a while. But in essence, Chapter 479B already has a myriad of requirements that the pipeline company is going to have to do and meet, and there have been lots of meetings about it. But essentially, this is just simply very limited and only to the extent of having to do with the pipeline crossing the drainage district tie line.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, one comment, and this is in reference also to County Attorney Stephen Holmes' comment. the Iowa Drainage District Association, involving multiple counties, have come together and working with drainage experts and came up with a very similar resolution that has been acted upon throughout the region. And Boone County made just a little minor tweaks to that as it applies to those. So local jurisdictions basically can do that. But the essence of this, as far as the amount that is there, has been agreed upon by multiple counties with the Drainage District Association. So for the record, I just wanted to have the audience be aware that this was just not isolated one or two counties a resolution. This is a resolution that have been looked at and advanced by multiple counties where the pipeline will cross drainage tile.
Thanks, Wayne. I didn't do a good job explaining.
No, you did a great job. You really did.
It is quite a document, ladies and gentlemen. That's 17 pages. It's obvious that a lot of hands had a hand in making that resolution.
Did any issues in the resolution raise a red or yellow flag for you?
No, not at all.
And so this is a similar resolution. We're assuming that either has been or will be passed by the majority of the counties that the pipeline crosses.
But has been passed by Boone?
By Boone County.
It has.
Who controls this particular drainage district along our 38. Darren, the actual facility or the instrument of the district that it's going to cross is a concrete or cement tile that runs underneath our 38. Is that correct?
It's parallel with our 38. We replaced it 5 years ago, so it's a brand new concrete 14-inch
tile. Okay.
In the road right away.
Okay.
It's in the road wide right away.
Okay. And they have to get another easement to cross the road right away, correct? The pipeline.
A permit.
Okay. With that, I'm going to ask that anybody that would like to speak to this today would limit themselves to specific questions about the resolution. I've got several people lined up here, slips that would like to speak. The first one that I've got is Linda Merkin. So, Linda, I would ask you to come to the desk over here where the microphone is. And, again, I'm asking people to limit the conversation today to specific questions about the resolution.
And if you would state your name and your address, please.
Thank you. Linda Merkin, 17185 GW Carver Avenue, Gilbert, Iowa. I've been, as county supervisors, you've probably seen me before, talking about my opposition to the pipeline in general. That's not why I'm here today. I understand what the chair has said. I've read the resolution several times. I do have numerous questions, which I have in writing, which I'll leave with you, but I'm going to limit my remarks to three that I think are major. First is that when I looked at drainage district maps, I thought there was another drainage district that would be crossed in southeast Story County. And I know I'm not the expert at reading these maps, but it seemed to me, looking at the pipeline route and the drainage maps, that there was another significant-sized...
Where it crosses Skunk River.
Yes.
You're 100% correct. Where it crosses Skunk River, not a facility unless you consider the Skunk River a facility. But it is most definitely part of a drainage district. You're correct.
So will it be included for the purposes of this resolution for I plus S to oversee it or not?
You got that one, Stephen?
What's your question?
There's another drainage district in southeast Story County. I've only heard you talk about one. Will the other drainage district in southeast Story County, which is on the Skunk River, be part of this agreement? Will it be subject to oversight by INS as well?
This resolution is captioned, resolution by Boone County Drainage Districts on Construction. It does not list the specific drainage district by number.
But I heard it being referenced. There was only one drainage district in Story County this would apply to.
There's one district that has a facility that's going to cross. It has a tile. When it crosses the other district, and like Rick said, unless you count the Skunk River, which isn't an instrument of the district,
There's no tile in the other district for this.
But if the question is, will INS be responsible? My understanding is INS will be responsible all the way through Story County. Road crossings, any drainage tiles, anything.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Mostly, INS is hired to inspect private property.
Absolutely.
The road crossings don't necessarily. I am responsible.
But the specific question from Linda is, Skunk River, as it crosses there, will INS be responsible for providing oversight there? And I believe the answer is yes. I just want to make sure I'm right.
What's the answer? Because I'm not really sure what that district encompasses. It's a district, and Skunk River is the...
Right. But in my mind, and if we need to do something separate, in my mind, where Dakota Access crosses the Skunk River here in Story County, we have a particular interest there. If we're contracting with an engineer to supervise some of these other sites, it just absolutely, I think this is a great question because clearly you and I are seeing something different. I think absolutely INS ought to be on site as they cross the Skunk. We want as much protection there as possible. I mean, of all the danger points we have in Story County, that's as great as any. I would think we would want to go the extra mile, especially where it crosses Skunk River. And so if we need to do something separate to specifically address Skunk River, let's do that.
This only says Boone. In the caption, resolution by Boone County Drainage District.
Well, that's the copy that you
have. And that's referring just
one
to
that
one
got
area
where
the
drainage is Story County.
Right. The story, and as I understood it, it encompassed all drainage districts. That very clearly, as Linda pointed out, is a drainage district. Linda, INS will be. Go ahead.
Would you like me to add this question to my list of questions?
That was one of your questions?
Not necessarily.
I took it as one of your questions. I thought it was a good one. I think you have an answer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay. It came up because as I was listening, I heard one drainage district. I thought, that's not what I looked. What I came up with looking at drainage district maps. That's why I asked it. But I'll answer my list of questions if you'd like me to.
Sure.
I only have a couple others to talk about today. I think these are major issues. The second one is that the resolution says that Dakota Access will reimburse the county up to $7,500 per crossing. And then it says that only covers, and then it has a whole list of things after that only. My question is that the absolute cap? Let's say there's one drainage district. Does that mean the maximum that Story County could get reimbursed from Dakota Access would be $7,500 and that the county, if there were any additional costs, would have to pay them?
Well, the company has to pay the costs of whatever construction or destruction is involved. Those costs are just simply like a fee. And they are listed to cover those items that were listed. I didn't take it to be that they were necessarily all-inclusive, but they were additional items, sort of our expenses, more or less. But the pipeline company is responsible, Linda, if it digs up the tile line and it has to replace it. Those are separate.
I'm not talking about any damages they might do. Just the things that are listed in that section. If they exceed $7,500 per crossing or per county, I'm saying, does the county then bear the additional expense? Why do we have a cap in there is my question.
The $7,500 is the fee that they have to pay to cross the district.
Plus any expenses over and above.
Correct.
Right.
If I could add to that.
Go ahead.
I've spoken to Craig Schoenfield, who's a representative. He doesn't work for Dakota Access, but he's the one who brought the resolution to us. And he told me that their belief, and right now this is the average cost per crossing will be $5,000. Story County or any other county will collect $7,500 per crossing regardless of the actual cost. If it's $5,000, we collect $7,500. If it's they may rise as high as $6,000 and possibly $6,500. They don't feel the cost will exceed $6,500 per crossing in an unusual case. So we'll get $7,500 per crossing regardless of the cost to Dakota Access.
just got, what I'm hearing is you're comfortable with the 7,500, that that's not going to be exceeded. And that really is my question. Thanks. One other question. In the insurance clause, it talks about Dakota Access being able to self-insure. And I was kind of surprised to see that because the Iowa Utilities Board did not give that option to Dakota Access. They requested, or not requested, they ordered $25 million. They ordered Dakota Access to provide the insurance coverage to the IUB. And then they also said, and no, it's not confidential because the taxpayers of Iowa should know the information. I'm a little confused as to why Story County and the other counties would allow Dakota Access to self-insure if the IUB did not give that option to Dakota Access.
Well, Dakota Access and its affiliates are worth something in the neighborhood of $60 billion. And then they're investing $4 billion, as I understand it, thereabouts on this project. And so in terms of their ability to self-insure, that would be far in excess, for instance, of Story County's ability to self-insure. Far in excess. And as I understand the project, and I understand its dynamics, Linda, I don't know that that is of a great concern. And besides, I think the board has had all of that information, and as well as the other boards, and that's their decision. But I think behind it are those facts. Those are objective facts.
I think the IUB has also required something, partner agreements or partner assurances, that the partners will not disavow their liability. And I guess that concerns me because there are a whole bunch of partners. Dakota Access is a subsidiary of ETP Energy Transfer Partners, and they've got a relationship with Sunoco, and they've got this. But those relationships and all of that can be, and I'm not a corporate lawyer, but can be dissolved. So I'm not sure if I'm not, and companies can lose money, companies can go bankrupt. I'm just not, to me, self-insurance does not seem like a good thing here, and I won't argue it anymore, but that's my thought.
Well, Linda, let me just say this. In the backdrop of this, and this is vast because this involves the federal government, and the federal government is, of course, in charge of all of these interstate matters. And essentially, under 479B, all that does is it empowers the Iowa Utilities Board to essentially be the agent of the United States of America in ensuring that this pipeline conforms to all federal law. Now, behind all of this, the federal government, I am aware of, has required these companies in their Superfund, in their Superfund Cleanup Act, I believe, these companies have to have some kind of a pool of money, and it's considerable. And so I can't give you, I haven't spent the time to inform myself completely of all of the federal laws to all of their extent. But it's quite onerous, really. And so, I mean, I don't think that the amount of money, if there should be some kind of a problem, I don't think that the amount of money is not going to be there under this agreement.
Well, see, to help me with this, we don't have the authority to supersede anything that IUB did.
No.
So IUB makes the requirement for the state of Iowa. We're simply asking that we be an additional insured in the amount of $10 million, mm-hmm. A named additional insured. So I think the two go together. They don't. One doesn't trump the other.
No, and it's not, and IUB is raising the amount to $25 million, and that would be for any event that occurs anywhere along the length of this pipeline, whether it's a single event or multiple events. To me, Linda, I just don't have the same concerns about liability on behalf of the company in the event there's some kind of problem.
I would just say there have been spills around this nation that have cost a lot more than $25 million, or $25 million plus $10 million, or whatever to clean up. Some have gotten into the billions. That is my concern. I just want to say in conclusion that I do appreciate the Story County supervisors looking at this and giving this time to protect protect our land and our water here in Story County. I wish I'd seen the resolution sooner. I did talk with Paul yesterday, and I appreciate the time that you gave me. I would like to submit these questions if you would be willing to take them. Mm-hmm. I would hope that, I know there's other people here that want to talk, and I better just let them talk, but I would hope that you could look into some of these things before a final action on the resolution.
Thank you, Linda. Next on the list is Susie Peter. Susie, do you have a specific question on the resolution today?
Good morning, this is Petra, 2011 Duck Avenue, Ames. I have to say I'm flummoxed and flabbergasted. My question, of course, is about your protecting our water source. I know you have an obligation, I believe, to protect our water. And Dr. Vondra, ISU Geology Professor Emeritus, has stated that all pipes leak. Whether it's today or next month, it is inevitable. And that means our water quality is in jeopardy. And as I said, I am flummoxed and flabbergasted that you would consider this. So that's my question. Why, how can you equate the eventuality with protecting our water?
Susie, I guess I don't know how to answer that question. What's in front of us today is a resolution that lays out specific requirements that the pipeline company are being asked to meet as they cross the drainage district.
Yes, and you don't have to go along with that.
I don't know what our...
That's not correct. They do have to go along with that.
We don't have to pass a resolution. We don't have to put these extra measures in place.
Right.
When they cross R-38, all they need to get from the engineer is a permit to cross that right-of-way. And that's all that's required. We're not allowed to refuse them the permit to cross the highway.
That's what I meant.
This is in addition to what we were required to do. We are taking this step today, or being asked to take this step today, to put additional measures in place as they cross the drainage districts. You have an additional question.
Then I hope you answer Linda's questions and they get published. Thank you.
Thank you. The next is Arlene Bates. Arlene, do you have a specific question on the resolution today?
Yes.
Okay.
Arlene Bates, 818 Southeast Innsbrook, Ankeny, Iowa. My farm is located in the southern part of Story County, so I am a landowner. My question today deals with the drainage engineer. You have appointed a Mr. Kent Rote to be the drainage engineer for Story County to oversee this process. If Dakota Access will be installing approximately 5 miles of pipeline a day, how many associates will be employed to follow that pipeline, and also to take care of the private landowners here in Story County to guard against our own drainage tile and also any creeks that are on our land. In the two fields that they are going through on our farm, we've got 5 to 8 tiles. We've got a creek that is 6 feet deep and 8 feet wide. And I want someone there when Dakota Access is on our farm to watch their progress and make sure that everything is done right. And that's in your ball court right now.
Sure.
You are to take care of us as Story County landowners.
Correct. And I'll,
so please do not drop the ball.
I'll turn this over to our county engineer, Darren Moon.
Yeah, I'll just say that's why the board took action as early as it did.
Remind me when we took action on that.
That was way back in last February. In the event that IUB passed this, we wanted to be ready so that INS could hire additional people. Is it right that INS has the same contract with all every county that the pipeline passes through in Iowa?
Not all. The majority of them. Yes.
Yeah.
They want to get staffed up. They could potentially have three different crews working in the county at once. It probably won't happen, but if they do, the whole state will be staffed up for it. So they could have three different inspectors. They have to witness every tile crossing that gets disturbed, how it gets repaired, so that they will be there to see everyone take pictures. And they will be there.
How many of you employed them for Story County?
We hired an IMS group. I think they said they were hiring maybe 10 to 15 statewide to follow the crews as they pass through Iowa. So.
Right, but as they're putting in a pipe, the crew's going to be working in a specific spot, even if it's 5 miles a day. And as long as they have the same number of engineers that they have crews in the field doing it, then it, mathematically they can witness every single crossing, right?
Right.
Yes, the contractor knows they have to be there, so they have to keep them notified when to be there. So that's all in place.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sharon, is it Goober, G-U-B-E-R?
Sharon Goober, 2931 Northwestern in Ames. I thank you for this opportunity. I've spoken with Supervisor Clinton yesterday at some length. I wanted to hear more definitive answers, and I'm concerned that I'm hearing I believe, I think. I mean, I would have liked to have heard very definitive answers to the questions. This is so very important to have absolutely right and not be surprised down the road. I'm looking for other people who have more expertise than I do to have follow-up questions. But I thought I read in here that there can be diversion from what's laid out depending on what's found at the time. Mm-hmm. And you said that, like R38, you can't stop. It has to go through. I wonder, you know, to what extent this has been determined to be absolutely true at this point. I hope it will be taken seriously about the questions of how else can this be done? Can it even be done to avoid going across the drainage, areas at this point and maybe some other place where it doesn't cross that? I hope there's a lot of lot more investigation of this, and as my understanding is that the easement has not been approved. Is that correct?
Well, I don't believe we approved until we approve the resolution, or if the resolution is approved.
We've still got one other easement where it crosses the Hard Iowa Nature Trail.
Right.
But the others have been approved?
No, the others, and so where they cross right-of-ways, it will not require an approved resolution, right? That's
the road crossing permit. We have not issued those yet.
We haven't issued those. We haven't. Is Mike still here? Mike, we haven't done anything with where they cross the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail yet, and we have to take specific action on that one, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let other people speak, and I'm just listening very intently.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Brenda Frank.
Brenda Frank, 29514 U.S. Highway 69, Huxley. Well, I've got my T-shirt on, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop.
Do you have a question for us today, Brenda?
My question is, are you going to help us stop it? Because it seems to me that when you've got a governor...
Brenda, do you have a specific question related to the...
Mr. Chairman, I would like to raise the question that he is raising. Thank you.
But my question is there anything you are doing to help stop this? Because when you've got just this last week... a pipeline in South Dakota, very close to Iowa, that has leaked more than once, you can see why we're upset. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. There's no reason for this pipeline. And so we feel like you are our last area here, and that's why I'm asking. Is there anything you are doing to help us stop this? Because it is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah,
Ms. Brink, I think your question to Mr. Dude and to Mr. Clinton and to Mr. Sanders is not in fairness to them, because you ask them to do something that they don't have the authority to do. Now, let me just quote some sections out of the law. And let me just say something just generally about the supervisors are controlled by statute, just as we all are in all respects. The supervisors derive their authority from Chapter 331 of the Code, which is Home Rule. And everything that the supervisors have authority to do or not do is set forth in that code section. Now let me just read you some opening lines. This is chapters 479, 479A, and 479B, and I'm not going to read most of them. Now 479 is pipelines and underground gas storage. 479.1 says purpose. Purpose of the General Assembly, that is the Iowa General Assembly, in enacting these laws to confer upon the Iowa Utilities Board power and authority. Now, this section really has to do with internal pipelines and gas storage. So I'm going to go then to 479A. And again, the very first code section, it's entitled Purpose, 479A1. It is the purpose of the General Assembly in enacting this law to confer upon the Utilities Board the power and authority to act as agent for the federal government. Now I'm going to, it's a short paragraph, but now I'm going to go one more to 479B. Again, the very first subsection. And this is hazardous liquid pipelines and storage facilities. This is the crux of the biscuit. 479B1, purpose/authority. It is the purpose of the General Assembly in enacting this law to grant the Utilities Board the authority to implement certain controls over hazardous liquid pipelines, and so forth. You find no such language for the Board of Supervisors. What you're asking them, they cannot, by law, do.
I believe that this will be found in the court of law to not be good for Iowa. And I would hope that you would help us be on the right side of history.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Mary Ann, is it Dialla? D-I-L-L-A?
It's Dialla. Okay. And I will pass and just say I second Ms. Ray's.
Thank you. Dave Lohman. Now, wait a minute. That might be something else. That's the road closure. Is that right, Dave?
What's that?
Are you here about the road closure?
I am about both, but I have one question.
Okay, come on up.
Just got a quick practical question about the supervisors that are watching the tile crossings, and that is there a sufficient force that if somebody can't work because they have a funeral to attend or they're sick, family sick, something like that, is Dakota Access going to be allowed to proceed, or is that going to shut the process down until that A supervisor is there?
No, Dakota Access just has to notify when they're going to be at a certain location, so the inspector has to show up. So we're going to expect INS to have backups ready to be there, because they have to be there, the pipeline can't continue.
So the pipeline will go through whether there's a supervisor there of some sort or not. If they can't be provided, Dakota Access has carte blanche to go right through.
As long as they've given notice. They have to give 48 hours notice, right?
But our contract with INS says they will have somebody there. That's the reason they staffed up, to have somebody there. We're going to have somebody on the ground when they're putting this pipeline in.
Well, I see a regulation that says if for whatever reason a sincere attempt isn't made to put somebody there on the ground, if they can't make it, the pipeline needs to stop. And I know the pipeline doesn't want to hear that, but I know there's a hell of a lot of landowners that want to hear that.
Yeah, you're talking to a body that doesn't have the authority to put something like that in place. That would be with the IUD.
Is anybody else that had any specific question on this?
I have one very short.
Sure, come over here to the microphone and identify yourself, if you would, please.
Larry Kearson, 3908 Stonebrook Circle in Ames. I have just a follow-up question to one that Linda raised earlier. The section in the resolution that deals with the fee, $7,500, the comment was made that Dakota Access thinks the crossings will cost on an average of $5,000. Well, the Skunk River crossing is a major engineering project. That's not like crossing one pipeline at one road crossing. So it seems to me that there is the possibility that you are going to incur significant engineering and inspection costs on the Skunk River crossing. And I don't think you want to be limited to $7,500 there. Perhaps the $7,500 is adequate for the administration and issuing of the easement, but I don't think you want to be limited to $7,500 for the engineering and inspection at that crossing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I agree with that.
Is there anybody else that has any questions?
My name is Gerald Johnson. My farm is just south of the Kettleson Marsh. I helped establish the marsh. My question is there any provision in this to limit the times when they do the work to dry soil conditions instead of saturated soil conditions? I have three gas lines through my farm now, and after they work that soil wet, there's just enough clay in it that it packed into concrete and rejected my mold board plow for 10 years. So this Dakota Access line is a much bigger line. The destruction, it's destructive of the farm, period. The last gas line I got them this year, the last fall, to drill, do a directional boring through my farm, and it, Mike Cox got him to do that under the marsh. And compared to the destruction of the farm next to me, we really came out good. But I don't see that provision in the Bakken or the Dakota Access line.
No, I don't think there's anywhere in here that addresses the conditions that they're going to work in. I think if they can work, and Darren can speak to that, I think if they're going to work, they're going to work.
That falls more under the service that INS provides for private property inspection, not the pipeline inspection.
Right.
They inspect the action and topsoil and south.
But wouldn't that have been a part of an agreement that private landowners could have negotiated as part of the easement? So I believe that Iowa State, I don't know if Iowa State has finally approved anything, but I know that they were in negotiations with Dakota Access. And I believe that conditions under which the pipeline could be put in across, and much of this is Iowa State ground, across that ground, I think it's addressed in there. But understand, this is all private property on top of the drainage system that we're talking about.
as they're also have been very destructive of tile on my property. And I'm not in a tile district. I'm on a mutual tile that's way undersized, and it backs up the laterals when it's flowing, draining 1,600 acres in an 18-inch tile. And it flooded their project to the far, in the farm south of me, which is where the Ames wants to build a mall. It was a lake. And when they dug a trench, it was full of water. But they went ahead anyway. So I suspect I will see 2-foot corn in that street for the next 10 years.
Could very well be.
Mr. Chair, could I make a comment? And this is probably more directed towards our engineer as well. One of the advantages of a session like this is hearing input from people where questions may be raised or offered that otherwise may not have necessarily been vetted or talked about. When we contract with the drainage person and the people that they've hired to oversee, you know, the crossing of these particular areas, I believe our county engineer is in a position to communicate some of the issues, some of the concerns that we have been brought to our attention regarding Story County land preservation and other types of things. Now, whether we have any authority to say that it has to be this way or that way, I don't believe we do. But I do think that we are in a better position to help communicate some of the concerns, because at the end of the day, you would hope that companies who want to do business across private lands are going to try to be as good stewards as they possibly can. That's not to say that that's not going to be some issues that may arise. But I would hope that this is, again, another educational opportunity for all of us to hear some other concerns, to pass on these kind of concerns to those that are doing the inspection process and so forth. And I believe that would be something that we as supervisors would expect our engineer and others to convey to the folks as this crosses Story County land. So I really have learned a great deal more and have additional information that is brought to us through this type of discussion. And this is really what the democratic process is all about. There are people who, like you are, who are very passionate and concerned about protection of our environmental resources and our soil and water and land, and that is your right. And I mean, this is why we have opportunities such as this in government, to make sure that we try to do the things that we can to the best of our ability. So I want you to know that your attendance here today is not falling on deaf ears. We just happen to be at different points and in terms of what our duties and responsibilities is. And in some cases, your request is hoping that we have more authority to do something than what we believe we have. And so that's where there's a somewhat of a disconnect. But it doesn't minimize our appreciation for what you're doing and what you stand for and what you advocate for.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions?
Would you allow me to?
I throw the microphone.
Thank you.
Linda Merkin again. As I'm listening to this and thinking about timing, I recall that the Utilities Board has not issued a final permit yet. Excuse me. They're still waiting to hear from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and some other groups before they issue their final permit. They're still reviewing documents. My question to you, and Wayne, thank you for what you said about citizen input here, because you're getting it. And I'm glad it's appreciated. My question is, does does this board have to act today on this, or can you consider and look into some of the citizen input you have received today? And I don't think, I mean, I know you want to get this done before Dakota Access files an application for an easement. I'm not the attorney, but I would assume that they cannot file an application for an easement until the Iowa Utilities Board has granted a final permit. I think you have some time to consider these issues. You know, we may not be right on them all, but looking at the document as citizens who want our water and our soil protected, we have these concerns. So I'm asking you on my behalf if you would not act on this today, look at the concerns that have been addressed. I will get you a final copy and add a few more of them to the draft I just gave you, Paul. And that you would look at those, answer them, and as much as you can, make those answers available to the public so we are reassured that the county is doing, as we hope you will, everything you can to protect us. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Anybody else? Steve, any final comments?
Well, I appreciate everyone's thoughtfulness. it's a difficult matter, and I think the board has, by their efforts, demonstrated their concerns, and as far as the law allows them to, and this additional resolution is just on top of and pursuant to Iowa code, and it sets forth some additional considerations on the pipeline company and the installation across the drainage district easement area. So, I mean, all of those things are thoughtful. A lot of people apparently spent a considerable amount of time. This is a rather lengthy resolution. And again, I think it does show that they care. So.
Well, and I just want to remind everybody, the Boone County Board of Supervisors who passed this resolution came out 3-0 in opposition to the pipeline. I mean, so, you know, you guys didn't get what you wanted from us when you came and you asked us to oppose it. We didn't take action. The Boone County Supervisors did. They came out and opposed it. They, you know, I don't know if they were wearing blue shirts when they opposed it, but they opposed it. And they're the ones who put together, or one of the groups that put together and passed this resolution. Like Stephen says, it's just over and above. I want to make a couple of quick points about Paul, too, and then I'm ready to move on from this. One, this did not have to happen like this. Generally, our drainage district meetings are the three of us and Scott Wall and nobody else. And for whatever reason, that in fact, we had a drainage district meeting this morning at 9:45 before most of you got here to deal with these. This could have easily been done like that. Paul Toop made the decision, no, the absolute right thing to do, and he's right on this, the absolute right thing to do is to convene our regular meeting, recess from that, go into this to give everybody ample opportunity. This is not set up for public comment. There's nothing that requires any kind of public comment, any kind of anything on this. This is a legal matter between Story County and Dakota Access. We've had our county attorney review it and make recommendations based on that review. But Paul Toot, again, made the right decision, which was this is the opportunity for people to weigh in. We proved that. Darren, was it a year ago when we had, I mean, we had a really, really long meeting to hear lots and lots of input. I think Paul should be commended for that. It is, I think Brenda said it best. I mean, I think we're being viewed as the last-ditch opportunity to try to step up and maybe exceed our authority to try to stop this thing. I think we made plain a year ago that this board, if we still stand in the same place we were then, that we don't have any interest in exceeding our authority. We have interest in protecting Story County in whatever way we can. I believe this document does it. I believe this document is as thorough as it can be for the protection of Story County. I think people that are absolutely against the pipeline weighed in on drafting this document, and I'm going to move approval of Resolution 1650 so we can move on.
I will second the motion.
Got a motion and a second. The only thing that I will add is that
if this board does not pass this resolution today, it is going to make no impact on stopping or slowing down this pipeline process. They would apply for a right-of-way permit from the county engineer to cross R-38.
Right.
That would be granted. And
without these protections.
Without these added measures in place, without the resolution being in place. So with that, I'll call the question. Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. Resolution 1650 has been passed. And I would take a motion for adjournment from the Drainage District.
Trustees?
I move adjournment.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn as trustees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll give us 10 minutes so we can make our switch.